It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to Corner 34 and 5.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner on this bright, sunshiny Saturday morning here. Graduation Saturday here in Albia, Iowa. And congratulations to all those kids who were recognized last night at the awards banquet. And thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars going out to our kids, from local sources and, of course, some of those national awards that are given to our kids here. But hundreds of thousands of dollars last night given out to our kids so they can further their education. And what we hope for, keep our fingers crossed, they go out and get all that knowledge, come right back here and have more kids, and we just keep doing the same old thing that we've been doing, and that is winning. Albia has been winning in all aspects of the high school, and not just in sports. We get to talk about that quite a bit here at the Corner 34 and 5, but virtually you go across the board in the activities that are going on, and this school year has been an outstanding school year all across the board. And so kudos to the administration and to the teachers and the coaches for doing a great job, and for a community putting its resources where its mouth is. When you talk and you hear people talking about, we've got to accomplish these things, got to do these things, and then to see people come with their wallets, with their time, then you get the kind of results we're getting. The high expectations match with the determination by a community, and you got kids buying in. And what a good result it's been, and we've been the recipients of a pretty special year here. And the thing is that if you look from my seat, and oftentimes high above the football field or at the top of the gymnasium, you see that the future looks pretty bright. This is not just a little flash in the pan. This is something that has the potential, if everyone stays bought in, to being a very nice run here for Albia and its community. And we're sitting here at the Corner 34 and 5. I'm going to talk with Coach Marty Hermson here in just a second about this Albia golf team, a program that has tasted success. That's what it's been. It's a successful program. It's not just been a flash in the pan, not just a one-hit wonder, but a program that's been consistent. And if you think about it, that's what you want out of your program. It's a consistent program that competes and wins championships occasionally. But this has been a program that has won conference championships on a regular basis. And we're going to talk with him. Drew Schofield's going to come in and join us. Drew has a beautiful stroke, great long ball hitter, and we're going to talk with him about this team, this year, and this moment. We're also going to talk with Coach Wigman. He's over in Fairfield right now. His girls are competing in the regional team duels, and they're over there competing right this very moment. And towards the bottom half of the hour, we're going to join him via the phone line right in the heat of the competition. And we're going to get up-to-date scores and results. And we've got our fingers and toes all crossed here that they're going to pull out a big win today over in Fairfield. Lots going on here in Albia. Graduation Saturday, and that's going to be a big night for these seniors. And we talk about the success of this year. You cannot talk about the success of this year without talking about a tremendous senior class full of outstanding leaders, people, young men and young ladies who have committed themselves to their program. And the results, well, you've got to see them unfold. But this old school year is not done yet. Softball, baseball, it's on the deck. Coach Smith Chance talked to him last night, and he thinks he's got a really special team going. Coach Boyd Britton, well, why wouldn't you think you got a special team coming off a trip to the state tournament and the longest game in state history at the tournament? A team that looks to come back with lots of stars and lots of hope. But right now, we'll take a quick timeout. Come back. Marty Hermson, Coach Hermson, Drew Schofield. They're here at the Corner 34 and 5. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Ellis Greenhouse is growing for you at the junction of Highway 34 and 65. Come in and see the largest variety of garden plants in southern Iowa. They have over 50 varieties of tomatoes, lots of heirlooms, asparagus roots, two-year rhubarb plants, hundreds of perennials and shrubs, bulk packaged garden seeds, and thousands of beautiful hanging baskets and geraniums. Ellis Greenhouse is growing for you. Their hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
The world of farming is challenging. Your challenge is to continue to keep pace. Let Bill and Ray's Truck Shop in Oskaloosa help you with the upkeep and repairs on your Case IH tractors. If your diesel engine is in need of fine-tuning or repairs, call Bill and Ray's at 673-3370. Bill and Ray's, with an on-site parts department, 16 bays, skilled technicians, and now helping you with your Case IH farm equipment. That's Bill and Ray's in Oskaloosa, 673-3370.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
A little pumped in circumstance on this Saturday morning. Perfect Saturday morning for a little graduation. And, of course, the graduation party is going on, and we want to congratulate all the seniors graduating throughout southern Iowa. And you look around all of our fellow communities, and they, too, have a lot to be excited about and in a congratulatory mood with, because these school programs, look what Eddieville Blakesburg has done down at the wrestling and all their programs. Go over to Sheraton, you can find the same thing down to Centerville, Davis County. Lots of outstanding things that have happened here. And what you find is that while we have our uniqueness in our community, we do have this common bond that is called Southern Iowa, and we like to stick together and root for each other, even when we're maybe not in the dance. Sitting next to a guy that likes to dance, and if you've ever seen Michael Jackson across the stage doing the moonwalk, well, Marty Hermson, Michael Jackson, you have nothing on him. He's sitting next to me here, Coach Marty Hermson, head coach of the Albia boys golf team, and Coach, we're talking about the senior class. You're right there, at the high school. You've got to see all this, and it's been a pretty special time for you guys.
Oh, just awesome, but I want to touch back with what you said earlier, kind of stuck with me. I really want to appreciate, I want to thank all the community support and everything that the community does for the schools. The success wouldn't happen without that, and it just shows all the time. I see it all the time where even today we got little girls softball outside the front door here at Community First, and people just randomly driving by just dropping off money, helping support the little girls softball team, and it's just awesome. It's I'm proud to say that I live in Albia, Iowa, and southern Iowa, and all the support that we get from the community, it truly is amazing.
the kids start to, when they see the community cares and the resources start to come in, then you really got some, I wouldn't call it, yeah, it is expectations. The expectations and the confidence to win. I mean, when you have the stuff you need, you have the equipment, and you're not playing second fiddle to anybody else, you have a little bit of extra confidence.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And it's another person I can't go without saying, I can't stress enough, Mike Dewey and the little kids program that we run out at the country club. That's where it's at for us in the golf team. That's where my success comes from. I give all the thanks to Mike and all the parents that take them out there and they help. And really, it's not me just, you know, I get to see the fruits of that. But really, you know, sowing that seed early age and those kids going out there and playing, that's where they really develop. And that's, you know, get the chance to play. And the parents taking them out there and Mike giving them instruction and going over rules and things like that. That's really what it's all about. And I'd be foolish if I didn't thank Mike and all the work he does with those kids. And the girls golf team too, you know, they've had it rolling for quite a while. Mary Sauter, you know, she always did a great job with that. And Mike's just kind of taken the reins over there and continued their success. And, you know, they had a conference championship as well as we did, and I want to congratulate him and the girls. They start their tournament play on Monday over at Minneapolis, so I want to wish them well in that trip as well. But again, our conference championship, I was on cloud nine on Tuesday because I just was not expecting this at all. Centerville, Coach Carney, he's got a very talented group right now, and we snuck in and we got one from him. He did it to me a few years ago when I had a pretty good team. He took one away from me, but I got one back this year. So really happy for the guys. Couldn't say enough about the leaders. I got Drew Schofield here today, Griffin Olsing, my two seniors. Can't say enough about, you know, what they've done and the things they've done to help lead this team.
Conference championship. And I remember talking, this is maybe back in February or, you know, right at the first of the year, I think maybe wrestling or basketball is going on. I was talking to you just briefly about it, and you talked about Centerville being really, really good. And you know, you thought you had a good team, good guys, and the guys that could go out and compete. But, man, that's got to be one of the bigger upsets.
We played the Sheraton Invite. The conference tournament took place at Sheraton at Lakeview Country Club, and we played in a tournament over there Saturday, and Centerville got second in that tournament. It was a loaded Class 3A field, and we ended up six, but we were, I think, at least 30 shots behind. No, not 30. 25 shots behind Centerville, and I was pretty content at that point. We're probably going to get second, but the guys were hungry. We played well. Drew came out and fired an even par 36 to start the day, and just kind of the other guys saw that, and they rallied, and everybody played well, and that's what happens. You play good golf. One of their good guys stumbled a little bit and didn't shoot such a good score, and that was pretty much the difference. You know, our guys fought and played very well, and one of their kids stumbled and really hadn't stumbled all year, and that was the difference. It was a two-stroke win, and it's real easy to give away two strokes out on the golf course. It's just basically one penalty, and you're looking at two strokes. But really, again, I'm just thankful for the guys and all the hard work that they've put in and doing, and, you know, hopefully it continues. You know, we've got some guys coming back next year that are going to be decent, and I've got some eighth graders coming up next year that are going to be able to plug in, and we're going to hopefully keep it going.
Well, Coach, one of the things you just said there is, you know, one guy fades a little bit, and you get, particularly the leaders, when your head guys fade a little bit or gain a little bit, confidence on the golf course, because your mind starts to think, your mind's always thinking, and it's thinking about something. And you start to do the things your mind thinks about. And if it's a failure, you'll start to fail. If it's a success, you start to succeed.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. I, it, it's it's all between the ears, and it is. You just have to believe, you know, you have to think that you can hit that shot, and you have to be committed to it, and you have to be able to, you know, just know in your mind that you can do that. And for whatever reason, we were able to do that on Tuesday, and then we turned around yesterday. We had our sectional play, our Class 2A sectional play over at Kelowna, and not so good. We just way too many penalty shots, and we did not play good golf. We didn't even shoot close to our averages, with the exception of Drew. If the guys would have played close to their average, we would have been moving on and playing on next Thursday or this coming Thursday. But just didn't get it done. Just way too many penalty shots. Got behind, and just not enough holes. We started to come back the last nine, but just not enough holes in the day to make up that what we gave up in the opening nine there at sectionals.
So for your seniors, they've played their last strokes as Albia High School athletes, is there a continuation? Because I get
no. Drew Schofield tied for the first place. He had a playoff with a kid from Columbus Junction. Drew fired a good 79. Kelowna's a tough golf course, and the greens are very, very fast. If you get it on the wrong hole, wrong side of the hole, the greens are very sloped. They're very tricky. It's you see what those professionals do at Augusta, and you hear the announcers talk about hitting it on the wrong side of the hole. Well, Kelowna's, you know, not quite Augusta, but greens are very fast, and if you do hit it on the wrong side of the hole, you're just looking at basically like hitting it into the water. It's basically like a penalty. But no, I was very happy with Drew. He shot what I thought he would shoot with a 79. It's just that the other guys didn't quite come along. So Drew will be moving on as an individual. They take the top four at sectionals, also get to advance to district play, which is at Pleasant Valley in Iowa City, just south of Iowa City.
Well, Drew's just had an outstanding career for you guys, and you know, he's developed physically, developed obviously the middle part of the game has really come to him, and now he has one of the sweeter swings around.
Yeah, Drew can really hit the ball. I've had a lot of good golfers over the years, and Drew hits it out there as far as any of those guys I've ever had before, and he's come a long way. He's been playing with me for 4 years, and he's got to go through all of it. He got to go to state as a freshman, and never got that all-conference award until this year, and I was so happy for him. Him and Cy Heffern both made all-conference this year. I was just really, really pleased with Drew and how he kept battling this year, and he's a great athlete. Plays baseball, you know, on the state tournament baseball team, and that kind of, you know, it conflicts a little bit with golf because they've started practice and they're getting ready to, you know, play their first games. But, you know, I have to give credit to Drew. He's out there every day after school. He's practicing golf until, you know, he's had enough golf, and then he goes and does his baseball thing. But not only that, he does a tremendous job in the classroom, and I'm you know, equally as happy or proud of him, his work he does in the classroom, as far as anything else. He's just a good student athlete, and you know, I'd take 100 of them anytime.
Coach, speaking of large numbers, the number of conference titles you guys have had, I mean, you've had an impressive run as a coach.
We have, and I like I said before, I don't take any of the credit for it. It's the guys, it's the kids going to, you know, junior golf, putting in the time. I got a text from John Henry congratulating me the other day and asked me how many conference titles that was. And I told him, I said, John, I don't have any clue. I just, you know, I really don't pay attention to that stuff. It's fun. It's exciting. But I'm more happy for the kids and them, you know, getting that award and you know, getting that championship.
Well, Coach, it's always a difficult goodbye as a coach because you're saying goodbye to some of the guys that you get to spend a lot of fun time with, and you know you get to do the practice, but you guys get a lot of driving time, some real intimate times, and you share lots of things, food, probably windows being rolled down in the van type of moments. You know, those moments you start to build some, you know, really strong relationships.
Yeah, the suburban rides are always interesting. The conversations are sometimes strange. As an educator, as a coach, sometimes you have to reel it in a little bit. But the suburban rides. You know, somebody cracks wind and rolling the windows down. That stuff happens. You know, it's not always pleasant, but. They're a fun group. They give each other, you know, a hard time, but it's all in good fun. They really truly care about each other and the successes. They do give each other a hard time, but deep down inside, they really do care for each other like brothers.
Coach, why don't you run through those seniors again if you can for us, and then we'll talk about each of them, and then we'll set up Drew, and we'll come back and have some conversation with Drew.
Well, the other senior I had was Griffin Osing, and I can't say enough about that kid. You know, Griffin just kind of came out for golf his sophomore year. He just I really didn't think he had much. He just wanted a break from athletics, just kind of a stress reliever. You know, he's coming off of wrestling, just a, you know, tremendous wrestler, and that's what he's going to college for, is to wrestle. And when he came out of sophomore year, I really didn't have much expectations for Griffin. I knew he played a little bit when he was younger, but he wasn't part of the Albia youth program that Mike Dewey puts on. But I knew he played with his mom and his grandpa and grandma. But I am so impressed with, you know, how hard he worked at it and how far he came along, because when he first started playing, I was like, yeah, I just don't see him. I didn't see him, you know, really cracking the top four or five golfers that I had. And to his tribute, he worked himself. He worked hard, and he got himself into that. And he had some great rounds this year. He cracked under 80, and not every golfer can say that. He had a 77 down at Davis County at the invite, and that's pretty impressive. That's taking it down there pretty low for a golfer. And again, I attribute that to his hard work. He's a kid that's very coachable. I try to help him with chipping and things like that and he was always willing to work as hard as he had to until he got it down, until he felt comfortable with it. And I give him a ton of credit. And then Drew Schofield, I can't say enough about Drew. He's just awesome. And he has another chance, an opportunity to play Thursday at districts, a chance to go to state. And he legitimately has a very good chance. He has to play well. We can't really take any penalties. He's just going to have to play a good, solid round. But Drew has a very good chance of going to state as an individual this year for me.
Coach, the course, will you go up and walk the course, get to play the course the night before? How does that work? Because, I mean, it's so important to know. Then do they change it? Do they set it the day before and then change the whole placements? Is that a daily type of thing as well?
You can go up and play a practice round. The state course is the only place you can go up and play a practice round at state before sectional start. But once sectional start playing, you cannot go play the state course. But we're planning on going up. I think Drew is, you know, now that he's graduated and has to go through the ceremony tonight with senior graduation, he's got time. I think he's planning on going up either Monday or Tuesday of this week and playing. And then we'll go up Wednesday after school and play and spend the night up there. And then, you know, the big show is Thursday, and we'll see what goes on. But golf is it's one of those sports. It truly is. Home course advantage is just huge. It's not like any other sport where you have the fans and stuff behind you, but just the course knowledge and having played a hole over and over and a course, you know, over and over, and where to hit it and things like that, it truly is a huge advantage. You can see it on the regular PGA Tour guys. Zach Johnson's a perfect example. You know, he goes over and plays the John Deere Classic. You know he's going to be on top, or one of the guys on top of the leaderboard, because he's just so familiar with that place and has played it over and over. And it's true. The familiarity of the course is huge in golf.
Well, Coach, you've had a busy year. You had school and coaching. get and build a home, buddy. You've been a busy, busy man.
Yeah, I should also thank my wife, I guess. building that house was at times very stressful, but kudos to her. She just unbelievable things she does. She always impresses me. She's not afraid. She's a go-doer. She's not afraid to dive in there and do some of that stuff. And I'm a little more cautious, conservative, I guess you'd say. She's not afraid. She did a lot of that stuff on her own. I was like, yeah, I get scared of doing things, afraid I might mess up, but she doesn't. She did a wonderful job, and we're very happy to be in that home. We still have some things to finish up, but that was a lot of time. In school is, always school. I'm sure they probably wonder, is he still in school? Because in the springtime, we're gone a lot for golf and not around a whole lot. But, the kids are kids, and, it's school, and they're doing their best and keep plugging along, and good things happen.
Amen, brother. Well, we're going to take a quick time out, come back, and talk to the very one and only Drew Schofield. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Here's something worth shouting.
From the hilltops to the rooftops, you're a member of an electric cooperative.
That means you have a say.
A voice in how your co-op is run.
In what's best for the community.
Power to the people.
For the people. From the people.
Doesn't that sound good?
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership
at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Did you know there is now one-stop shipping in Oskaloosa? Total Choice Shipping and Printing at 201 High Avenue East in Oskaloosa. They're your authorized shipping agent for FedEx, UPS, Post Office, and DHL International. Total Choice Shipping and Printing. Also see them for all your printing needs. Business cards, envelopes, laminating, brochures, and more. Personal mailboxes, copying, black and white or color. Total Shipping. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 2.
Save big on everything to give your home a beautiful new look. Now during Menards Paint Sale, you'll find the best brands, best quality, best price, period. For a durable interior finish, choose Pittsburgh Grand Distinction. It's guaranteed to be the best paint and primer you've ever bought or your money back. Save $7 per gallon after rebate on Pittsburgh Grand Distinction interior paint. Find this and much more during Menards Paint Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Ready to buy your next home? Community First Credit Union can help. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on our 30-year fixed mortgages. Now is the time to buy with low rates and very attractive home prices. Plus, our loan approvals are quick because our decisions are still made locally. Come visit one of our 16 locations or apply online today. Terms and qualifications apply. Appraisal credit is up to $450. Does not include first-time home buyer program. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. Talking Albia Golf. Guys have been swinging it well, and that is the very own Drew Schofield here. Drew, congratulations on an outstanding senior year, but you've had not just a great senior year, but you had a great run here at Albia High School. Pretty much everything you've been a part of, buddy, but particularly golf.
Thank you, and yeah, we have, and it's not only been fun to be a part of baseball and golf, but just watching some of the other sports like football and wrestling and basketball. It's always a great time to go cheer on those guys.
Well, you guys had to, let's talk about the team and winning conference. You guys knew you come in the underdog. You knew you were the team to expected to win it all, and I'm sure those feelings started setting in, toward those last rounds. That hey, we've got a shot to get this thing.
Yeah, we were kind of cracking jokes and stuff on the way. You know, we weren't really thinking about getting first. We thought we'd just be competing for second. But after about 9 holes, we'd realized we had a few low scores in, and Centerville had a couple high ones, and we thought, you know, if we play good on the back 9, we'll have a really good chance to win it.
And getting that conference title as a senior, good stuff. And then to go out and qualify and put yourself in a place where you individually can go for a run of state.
Yeah, it was awesome to come in on a conference title and leave on one. But this year I'm looking to go a little farther. And, you know, the whole team was looking to move on from sectionals, but we just didn't have it that day. That's okay.
The mental side of the game of well, for every game you're going to play, but golf particularly, because what you did last really has no impact on what you're going to do next, but the things you did last oftentimes are the things you're concentrating most on.
Sometimes, you know, you have a few bad rounds, and you really have to focus on putting those out of your mind and just concentrate on your next shot. But at the same time, when you have a few good rounds, you need to remember the things you've done from the last round that allowed you to shoot low, and then you need to try to do those again in this round.
So, yeah, you had a chance to check out the course yet? You guys are going up to do that. Have you already been there?
I've never been there, never played there before, but hopefully we can get a couple practice rounds in, and then I'll have a good idea and hopefully can shoot low Thursday.
Well, big day for you, big night last night. You guys were golfing, but did you get back for the awards banquet?
Yeah, we were back in plenty of time, and it was all fun, and everything was good.
Senior night tonight. So, Drew, when the tassel turns over and you've put up the baseball and the golf equipment here at Albee, what's next for Drew Schofield?
I'm going to go to Iowa State and pursue to get a degree in engineering.
But he's a diehard Hawk fan. Let's just get that straight. Drew skipped the poor genetics and became a Hawk fan. And I won't even go into where you got your golfing talent, because we know that was from your mom.
Well, she doesn't even play golf very much, and I'm definitely better than my dad, so probably just my work ethic got it.
I'll bank on that one. Hey, Drew, congratulations. It's been a lot of fun watching you over the years grow up. And of course, you know, you and Christian being so close to age, we got to watch you play baseball and cheer for you guys. It's been a lot of fun. And what a special senior year it's been for all you seniors.
Thanks.
Drew Schofield, an outstanding senior here for Albee, going to give it his best and see if he can punch his ticket to the state. And Drew certainly has all the capability of doing that, and we'll keep you abreast of all that is going on with Drew and the boys' golf team. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. We're heading on 34. We're going to go east and over to Fairford with Coach Wigman, and the Lady D's are over there. They're hitting a little round ball, but this one's green, and they're going to use it with yellow. Yellow. See, I'm colorblind. Coach Herms is making me right there. Okay, we're going to go back and talk with Coach Wigman and the girls' tennis team. Right now, they're playing over in Fairfield. They're in the midst of their regional duels, and we're going to get an update from him and find out how things are going over there when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Corner Just Corner. Don't go anywhere.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albee.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albee teams.
It's Beef Month. For 100% natural and always fresh-cut beef, shop Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albee. Save on USDA Select Family Packs of Angus Beef T-Bone Steaks, regular and thick-cut, $7.99 per pound. USDA Select Boneless Angus Beef Arm Roasts are $3.49 per pound. you're saving if you're shopping Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods. They're open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Your Snapper dealer is kicking off the yard care season with a big spring sale. Get some of the best deals of the season on Snapper lawn tractors, zero-turn mowers, walk-behind mowers, and America's number one selling rear-engine riders. Ask about rebates on select models and special financing plans with approved credit. But hurry, rebate offers expire soon. Ask your dealer for details. The spring sale is underway, so visit Coltrane Implement in Albia today to check out the complete lineup of legendary Snapper products. Snapper, easy to use, easy to own.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. Heading east over to Fairfield and on location, on site, is Coach Wigman and the girls tennis team. Coach, how you doing on this bright, sunshiny Saturday morning?
Oh, man, it's a fantastic day for some tennis. The sun is shining, so that's a good thing.
Well, Coach, you find yourself in the regional duels, and that's usually a good sign. So shake out for us, if you could, real quickly, how you guys got yourself there and a little bit about the makeup of your team.
Well, today we're playing Knoxville, first round. I think we have a pretty good shot of winning. If we do win and move on, we'll play the winner of Fairfield and Mount Pleasant to move on to team regionals on the 24th. You know, it's one of those things. We're going to have to grind out a few matches here to be victorious. But with the makeup of this team, it's very senior led. I think we have a shot at doing it.
Coach, talk about a little bit, if you could, those seniors you have on your club. And I know last year you guys brought back a lot. We're going to bring back a lot of talent this year, and even some underclassmen yet to produce for you. But this senior class has been outstanding and been a part of a good run here for Albia's a tennis team.
Yeah, it's fun to sit here and watch them while I'm talking to you. You know, my one seed's up a set. Lauren Williams, of course, being – you know, that one seed for 3 years now. She's the rock of this team. My two seed playing right next to her down the set right now is Brooke Bettis. And they're a doubles team together. And they're a tough force when they play together. My three seed being Mackenzie Billings, a junior, who's down a set as well, but she's playing very well this year. And then my four being Taylor Hastings, another senior who's played, you know, all her high school Albia career, so she has a lot of experience under her belt. And then Brooke Showers, my five, she couldn't make it today due to a graduation party, but you know, we still have that senior led team that will really help us down the road, even in individuals come next Thursday.
Well, Coach, tell us a little bit about the matchup against Knoxville right now. Where are you guys at in that contest?
Knoxville, we are. Lauren is up a set, so she's onto her second set right now. Brooke is down a set, but she is tied right now in the second set. And everybody else is down a set, but it's real close. So we're going to have to grind one out and maybe have to win some tiebreakers here. So our five and six have not got on the court yet. So today is a first to five match, so whoever gets the five wins first moves on, and hopefully that's us.
Coach, this is a team that you've faced before. Is that correct? In Knoxville, normally they're part of a regular schedule.
Actually, we did not play them this year, being them and the Little Hawkeye. They will join us next year, but we did not see them this year. So it's a new experience for me and for our girls.
We're talking with Coach Wigman over in Fairfield right now. They're competing in team duels. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about the individual side of things while we talk about this team. Let's talk about the individuals and what you're looking at for next Thursday.
Next Thursday, we're in Pella, Pella Christian. Right now, I'm pretty sure we're going to go with my doubles one team of Lauren Williams and Brooke Bettis as our ticket to the state, as I say. They have our the best opportunity. As you know, both seniors, they know what it takes to get there. Very good team together. They've only been beat once by Clark. And then we're going to go singles with Mackenzie Billings and Allison Hazelhoon. And our last doubles team will be Taylor Hastings and Brooke Showers. So it'll be an interesting day. Again, you know, you're playing pro sets, so two or three. You're going to have to battle. You're going to have to play long matches. You're going to have to play long points. But if you want to make it to state, that's the things you got to do. Those are the things you have to be victorious in. So.
Well, your number one double team coach has been so consistent all year, and you put Lauren Williams out there, and you know she's very athletic. She's tall and she's athletic and really strong, and she's great around the right on the net.
Mm-hmm. And Lauren, being you know that good softball player, she can stand up there and rip that forehand from the backside. Brooke, being you know the basketball player, the volleyball player, just that natural athlete. Very good around the net. She's tall. They're not an easy team to take down. It's one of those things where you're going to have to play pretty well to beat them. And we know that. But we also know that we're going to have to play pretty well to beat some other teams. So I'm looking forward to Thursday. It'll be a fun day. It'll be a day that you know we'll have to play pretty well to move on, but I think we can do it.
Coach, as you look around, are you able to get a look at some of the other teams that you're going to face after you defeat Knoxville?
On the court opposite of us right now is Fairfield Mount Pleasant, and Mount Pleasant has beat Fairfield three times this year. So in talking to the Fairfield coach this morning, she wasn't so confident about their abilities to beat them. We haven't seen Mount Pleasant. Our Fairfield match got rained out, so we didn't get to play Fairfield either. So all this is new. We don't know them. They don't know us. So that makes it fun, though. It makes us entertaining. We have a good crowd of Demons here supporting us, so it's a good day.
Well, Coach, you've been a part of a tremendous year here at Abia, and a new coach and the program, and we've loved to have you. And rumors have it that you may be moving to some better opportunities.
Yes, sir. Professionally, I've accepted a job in Carroll. As far as it goes for my job, it's something I couldn't pass down. But my time here, my time in Albia was short, but it was tremendously memorable with football, tennis, and just meeting the people. It's just been a wonderful experience all the way around. So I, you know, it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't a decision I made lightly. But, you know, as far as my career goes, it was a decision I had to make for, you know, for myself to be where I want to be professionally.
Well, Coach, congratulations on an outstanding season for your girls and the tennis program. Congratulations to you professionally. And we've loved getting to know you, and we're going to keep in touch with you as we head down the road and catch up with you maybe next Saturday to talk a little bit about how things went today and Thursday.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Outstanding young head coach, Coach Wigman, the head coach of the girls' tennis team, and what a great job he's done with those girls. And they're on the courts right now in Fairfield at the team duels, and we hope that they can continue to work hard, get a win over Knoxville, and then look like they're going to take on Mount Pleasant later on today. We'll keep you up to date with all that and so much more as we continue to talk about sports here from the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
The 8th Annual Great Your Southeast Iowa Tractor Ride will be hubbing out of Broomfield, Iowa, June 5th and 6th. On June 5th, they will be leaving the Broomfield Fairgrounds and heading into Missouri. Upon returning to Broomfield, Suppers on the Square, sponsored by Main Street, and the meat is provided by the Davis County Pork Producers. The tractors will be on display for public viewing. June 6th, the ride will leave from the South Fork Motel in Broomfield and head back to Missouri and circle back to the Broomfield Fairgrounds that afternoon. For more information, contact Steve at 641-660-8940.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed-rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, I'll get around to it someday, we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Coach's Corner here at Community First Credit Union. And I'm running in this morning, as I typically do, running to get to the mic because I'm coming on the air as I go on the air. And there's these young ladies sitting out in front of the Community First Credit Union right here at Corner 34 and 5. And they're so excited. They got big smiles on their face. And they're greeting me. And they have these tags that are hanging around. And I thought, what are they doing? They looked like they were ready to play a game of softball, but they were sitting here collecting money. And so I've got a bunch of young ladies here that are going to introduce themselves to this great big world of ours because they know we go all over the world, and even during football season, we went all the way to the space station. So there's probably nobody listening but millions and millions and millions of people. So, girls, you don't have to be nervous at all. So why don't we tell the world who we've got here?
Alex Beard.
Alex, what are we doing here today? What are you girls doing? And you came with a special apparatus. Is that a new softball outfit you got there?
No.
What do you got there?
A cast.
A cast? Well, you don't hit a ball with that, do you?
No.
What are you doing with a cast on your foot?
I broke my foot playing softball.
Well, that's not good. Not good. But what are you guys doing here today?
Tag day. We're collecting money for our league for new lights.
We need new lights down there in Washington, don't we? The night before, we were out there playing with the Meyer League and got a little dark. Coach Summers about took a couple of balls upside the head from the girls that were hitting at me, and so it was a little dark, so we could use a little lights down there in Washington.
Yeah.
What position do you play and what team are you on?
I pitch for the Chaos.
She pitch and she used to catch, but right now she's probably in no catching mode.
No.
All right, well, nice visiting with you. Let's go out and meet some of these other girls. All right, girls, you're going to tell us your name, what team you're on, what position you play, and recite the Pledge of Allegiance along with the preamble of the Constitution.
I'm Abby Griffin, I'm on Chaos, and I play wherever Bill puts me.
That is the kind of players we're all looking for.
You have lots of fun. Is Bill a hard coach?
Sometimes, but it's really fun.
All right. Well, who's this young lady here? She's got a pretty face and a pretty smile, and she looks like she's awfully ornery.
You mean? I'm really innocent. I'm on Lightning, and I'm usually catcher, third base, and pitcher, and I have a lot of fun.
You do have a lot of fun, don't you, Lily? She has got a great smile. And who are you, young lady? You are like a radio superstar, because I think I've had you on the radio a couple other times.
Yeah, I'm awesome. Yeah, of course. I'm Faith Zanoni, and I play for Sliders, and my dad's the coach.
Does he really coach, or does he just stand there and look pretty?
No, he actually coaches. He
coaches, too? Oh, I can't believe it. So what position do you play?
Second, sometimes third, yeah, and then outfield.
Well, you're all around player. You kind of like over here. You just play wherever coach puts you, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, they're having tag day here, and Coach Tony Zanoni. That's just a name I like to say. Tony Zanoni. Some people have interesting names, but Tony Zanoni. Coach, tag day is so important for the kids and for the community. Continue a great softball program, and we really are in need of lights.
Yes, the problem we face right now is lighting Washington, and you know, we got to keep up the money in the bank for the league to keep these girls playing ball, and that's the most important thing. So we have this tag day, and hopefully we can, you know, fill some needs with the money.
We have Chaos, Lightning, Sliders, and lots of girls on different teams, all really having fun playing together.
Yes, and that's the most important thing, is that they have fun playing ball.
Well, girls, you need lots of money, so you better get out there and get working. Put her out on the corner, hopping down with those crutches, and I'm sure we'll get lots of sympathy dollars. Have lots of fun, girls, and we'll see you throughout the season.
Thank you.
Bye. And I'm awesome.
They are awesome. All right, girls, please, you see the young ladies out asking for your donation. Please dig a little bit deeper in that pocket and pull out something that's green with the print on it. They would appreciate it, and it will go for a great cause. And that'll be a Little League softball, and it touches all the kids in our community. And so help us make sure that this program continues to go strong so that we develop great softball players in the future, and young ladies have lots and lots of fun. Thanks, Coach, for stopping by, and the girls. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back, and wrap things up here from the Corner 34 and 5 on Graduation Saturday. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
For a limited time only, upgrade your life with a 5, 10, or 15-year fixed home equity loan from Community First Credit Union. You pick the term, and we'll give you a fixed rate as low as 3.25% APR. Use the equity in your home to remodel, consolidate bills, or refinance your current mortgage without the burden of expensive closing costs. Enjoy the security of a fixed rate loan from CFirst. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Call 866-360-5370 for details about credit costs and terms. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All Big congratulations to all the seniors on their big day. Congratulations on your graduation, and thank you. Thank you for an outstanding senior year here at Albion, and thank you for all the joy that we've got to be a part of, all the fun that we've got to be a part of broadcasting your events, and not just specific to sports, but all the great things that our kids do in our community, and it certainly makes each and every one of us very, very proud. And tonight they get to be honored, recognized, and then celebrate the hard work of their great accomplishment graduating here at Albion High School. And to all those around Southern Iowa, those young men and ladies that are graduating tonight, enjoy your special moment. You deserve it, and your hard work will pay off. And I wish each and every one of the very best into the future. And here at KIC, we are grateful. We're grateful for our great communities here in Southern Iowa, and we're grateful for the outstanding kids, coaches, and parents that give us so much to cheer about. And we're going to take this moment and recognize all those people who have done so much for their communities, and those kids that tonight get to shine on the spotlight. Have a great graduation Saturday from the Corner 34 and 5 from the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. This is Jason Summers saying so long. We'll see you next Saturday back here at the Corner 34 and 5. You've been listening to the Coach's Corner.